So when anxiety, depression, when all those mental health conditions kick in, you almost feel like, oh my God, my life's ruined. I can't function. It must be horrible, right?
It was scary. I remember, it sucks like thinking about it, but I remember like looking at myself in the mirror and literally being like, who are you? Like, this is not Ellie. It was the scariest thing. Yeah. But it's crazy like going through it and like being able to beat that, because I'm a totally different person now, like from where I was at. It's crazy because like, I hated going through that experience, but now when I think about it, I'm actually very thankful I went through it, because I've become like such a better person from it.
I love when people say, things don't happen to us, they happen for us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Hey, Ellie, how you doing?
Good, Lou. How are you?
Nice to see you. Thanks for joining our podcast today. As you know, this is about this booming $16 billion industry, what estheticians and nurses and laser techs and career changers are doing. So I want to hear about your world. First off, isn't your family from a different country?
Yes, they are.
Where from?
Albania.
Where the heck is Albania?
So it's close to like Croatia, Greece, Italy, and that
Beautiful.
Area.
Beautiful. Yeah. Have you ever gone there?
I have. Oh my gosh. Growing up, I actually used to go every summer.
Is it like amazing?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. I feel like we should talk about Europe right now, right? Let's talk about aesthetics. So where did you go to high school?
I actually grew up in Wickenburg.
That's Wickenburg, Arizona, right?
Arizona, yeah. So It's about an hour and a half away from Scottsdale.
Okay, and after high school, did you do the college thing? Or?
I went straight to trade school, so I did aesthetics and
so
laser.
So no college?
No college,
okay,
nope.
So college wasn't for you?
No, not at all.
Okay, and high school, so you graduated at age 18? Or?
I actually graduated at 17 as a junior.
How did you manage that?
Just really smart.
I love it. You go, girl. Okay, so you graduated early.
Yep, I did.
Okay, you just knocked it out. Wanted
knocked
out the
it out.
Ball.
Went straight to aesthetic and laser school.
So it was a combo, aesthetic, laser school. You went to awesome. Learned some skills at age 18.
Yes.
I think out of all the thousands of people I've met, you're like the youngest starter in this aesthetic world. That's awesome.
I was the youngest in my
school.
As
you were a baby,
I
huh?
was.
Were you nervous? Were you scared to learn like lasers
for
at 18?
Sure. Oh my gosh. My first job, I was terrified.
Do you remember like when you're going through the laser school at age 18? Like the first person you treated with the laser?
Oh, yeah.
Were you horrified?
I was terrified. Especially when it came to tattoo removal, I was terrified. But it's funny because the more you practice, the better you get at it and more comfortable.
Yeah.
But I started loving it. After, I would say, like the first year being in the industry,
well,
I
was What was your first job? What was that first year?
Where I was at a med spa.
Okay, you're at a med spa. Cool. Mm-hmm. In Arizona?
In Arizona, yep. Okay. So I actually got a job probably about 2 months after school.
Okay. And what types of services at that first med spa job were you working at?
We did photo facials. Okay. We did laser hair reduction. Okay. We did chemical peels.
Okay.
We did do like a light ablative treatment, nothing too aggressive.
Okay. Were you doing like the facial stuff too or things like that too? Or?
Not really. It was more laser.
So more technology.
That we did. Yep. More of that. We did radio frequency as well.
Okay. And so you've been at business now 10 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you started the med spa. What other types of places have you worked the last 10 years?
Med spas. I've worked at a doctor's office, plastic surgeon.
Cool.
Who he actually did oral surgery as well. So it was kind of nice to see like both sides of the industry.
So he did the mouth and like so the boob jobs and everything, huh?
He basically worked from the neck up. So he did facelifts, nose jobs.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so med spa, doc's offices, anywhere else?
I've worked at a gym.
What gym? What gym?
Lifetime Fitness.
So, they're one of the biggest gyms in the country. Yep. They're huge.
I worked at their med spa there.
Yeah, they're rolling out med spas, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. So their Scottsdale location had a med spa, and I was the laser tech there for about 3 years.
Very cool. Yep. And how have you enjoyed the aesthetic journey so far?
I love it. Love it. It's helped myself, but also I love helping my clients. It's just amazing to see the difference.
Awesome. So what do you think is the most, for you personally, what's the most rewarding thing about being in this technology aesthetic industry for you?
Honestly, just helping to change people's lives, because I love the clients that have gone through something and, say if it's like acne or really severe scarring,
okay.
I love being able to help them because most of the time they're so concerned about it and they actually sometimes don't even want to go places because they're hiding their skin.
Just low self-esteem, low confidence.
So I love being able to help that because I actually went through that too because I had cystic acne.
Really? So real bad acne.
Really bad.
And how do you fix your acne?
in this industry. I literally did chemical peels, laser treatments, and I mean, I wouldn't say my skin's perfect, but night and day difference.
Was that almost like what made you want to get this industry? Mm-hmm. Like, you had acne, let me fix my own skin.
Yeah, and
then you
so the, I actually had really bad acne, and I was extremely hairy.
Okay, a lot of hair. Yes. Is that an Albanian thing?
It is, but it's also, I have a health condition called PCOS, so that goes with it.
You have PCOS, what is that?
It's polycystic ovarian syndrome. So basically what happens is your male hormones are a little bit elevated compared to your like female hormones.
Okay.
So women get this.
Is this something you're born with or it evolves?
You are. And they actually don't even know really how you get it.
So how did you find out one day that you had that? Is there symptoms that come with that? Or?
There's a lot of symptoms. So one thing is you get male hair patterns. Okay. So like I had facial hair.
Okay.
Cystic acne, really bad. Overweight. That's a big one. Severe anxiety, which I went through. And it's crazy because I had no idea I had any of this until about 2 years ago.
So if I may ask you the question, because I know anxiety is a huge problem across the world. Was there any like life event or something that happened where you woke up one day and something happened and anxiety was kind of triggered? Do you mind? May I ask? How did that happen?
It's funny because I never really knew much about anxiety.
Okay.
I was leaving work one day. And I was driving home and I actually kept feeling like I was blacking out while I was driving.
While you're driving?
While I was driving.
Like dizzy or?
It was literally like the road, everything went black.
Wow.
So I had to pull over and luckily I called one of my neighbors and they came and picked me up. And that week it occurred about 3-4 times. All of a sudden, like out of nowhere.
Just dizziness kind of things or?
Yep. And I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They did so many tests trying to figure out what was going on. I had to get a spinal tap.
Wow.
It was intense. Had no idea.
So the hormonal condition is PCOS?
Yeah.
So that triggered the anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then it just, did it just spiral for a while?
Yeah,
or?
It was bad. I would say probably for about 8 months, I went through that.
It was tough.
And 3 months of those 8 months, I barely left the house. I didn't even work.
So you stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
So when anxiety, depression, when all those mental health conditions kick in, you almost feel like, oh my God, my life's ruined. I can't function.
Yeah.
It must be horrible, right?
It was scary. I remember, it sucks like thinking about it, but I remember like looking at myself in the mirror and literally being like, who are you? Like, this is not Ellie. It was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
But it's crazy like going through it and like being able to beat that because I'm a totally different person now, like from where I was at.
And how did you overcome such a intense struggle and hurdle of life to get to such a great place where you're now? Because you've evolved so much. I mean, we all got something going on, and
yeah.
I think nobody ever fully heals from anything. We've all got the healthiest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We naturally have anxiety. We all have that fight or flight in us. So
yeah.
How do you feel you overcame that?
It took a while, honestly. I had to find good doctors.
Like therapists, right?
Therapists.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I've definitely gone through therapy. I had to learn a lot about myself, too.
Was there a lot of mindfulness aspects? Like yoga and meditation and being grateful and things like that? Or
yeah, so I literally, like, every day I would, on my phone, I had reminders constantly saying, like, you're okay, like, be thankful or just different gratitude things. I went through therapy. I did a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation.
Yeah.
Things like that definitely helped.
And I'm such a believer in mindfulness.
Yeah.
And just gratitude. And you learn to be grateful. You learn to be positive. You learn to look to the future versus the past. Because if you wake up in the morning and think, okay, what's wrong with me? Then it recycles. It's all like you're cutting and pasting. You're reliving yesterday. But if you're looking forward to the future, who do I want to be?
Yeah.
What can I become? You're almost retraining the brain to the place you want to go to.
And
right?
It's really hard to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes some time, and it's crazy because like I hated going through that experience, but now when I think about it, I'm actually very thankful I went through it because I've become like such a better person from it.
I love that you said that because I love when people say, things don't happen to us, they happen for us.
Yeah.
And allows us to create the best version of us. So some of the most successful people in the world, the most happy people in the world I know, it's like they've gone through these crazy struggles in life of all different kinds. And even though it's been hell going through it, it's made them these amazing, strong people. And everybody's got a story, Ellie. I've got a story, you've got a story. We've all got a story. It's just a different story they want to share. So
exactly.
I'm so grateful that you are sharing this because there's a million people out there watching this right now that probably think, I could never be an esthetician or a cosmetic laser tech because I've got this health event, this life hurdle, so I can't do that. well, yes, they can because you did it. And you just proved the world you can do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely scary for a long time because I didn't know if I was going to come back to my career.
Yeah. So for somebody else out there going through anxiety, depression, some mental health or hormonal situation, what would be your words of wisdom to help them get through it and chase their dreams like you did?
Honestly, it's take the time to heal from whatever's going on, but you will get back to yourself, actually a better version of yourself. So it's just taking that time, though.
I love this. Well, that's, I love the story. I mean, it's a tough story. I love it. It's so empowering for people out there. And I mean, you should be so proud of yourself that you got through that struggle. You know, you've evolved and you got a life ahead of you of just amazing things to come. So speaking of the life ahead of you, do you feel like you found your passion in medical aesthetics?
For sure. Yeah, I love it. I literally, like, every time I work on clients, I get so happy. In hearing their feedback too. Like, I get clients that I've had clients literally from when I first started in this industry for 10 years.
So you're 28 years old, right?
I'm 28.
So let's look in the future. When you're 48 years old, if you're guaranteed to succeed, if you could not fail, continue to live your passion, where would you want to be business-wise 20 years from today?
I personally would love to have my own med spa.
Would you want like 20 employees and a big building? What would you want?
You know, I actually would like something a little bit smaller.
Boutique.
Like more of a boutique style, yeah.
Awesome. But doing the same thing.
Yeah, doing the same thing.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love learning new things too. So new devices and things like that. I think it's so much fun. But yeah, I definitely want to stay in the industry.
I am so proud of you. And you are such an amazing person. And thank you so much for your time. I appreciate
this.
Thank you. Love it.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.